kab.tv, and you can find all the texts in the Galaxy platform or on kabbalahmedia.info.
Recently, I received emails from which it becomes clear to me that my friends, my students, don't quite understand the nature of men, the nature of the evil inclination, our ego. How much it is complex, intricate, how it might seemingly come out of the Creator and develop. And we've been in its development here in this world for thousands of years, and now the time has come when we have to start correcting it. Indeed, in general, in many people together, in a way that it has never been this way in any previous generation. In order to understand this better, we have to once again repeat item 19 in the introduction to Panim Meirot Umasbirot, literally shining and illuminating, a welcoming face by Baal HaSulam, and to try to understand it better. What I hear when I see these questions from the friends, it's clear to me that it is still not clear to us what is it that we have to work with. How do we reach the purpose? How do we discover the Creator? How are we rewarded with entering the upper world, the spiritual world, the eternal world? What does it need to do? Our work right now is to understand our ego, the evil inclination within us. What does it do within us? And what we have to correct. This is what we now want to reach.
Why are we opposite in form to the Creator?
Why are we the opposite of the Creator? Because He's entirely the will to bestow, when we are entirely a will to receive. Each one of us, in Himself, for Himself, and all of us together. Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. What is the purpose of this will to receive that we cannot correct?
The purpose of the will to receive is to give us independence, so that we will be opposite the Creator, against the Creator, the opposite of the Creator, and this is considered that we are independent. Now, along with that, the Creator wants us to not only be independent, but that we will reach the same state as Him, because this is the highest state. So, over our independence, we have to take on a clothing, as we call it, of bestowal and love, like the Creator. So it turns out that we comprise two parts. The first part is our will to receive, which is the opposite of the Creator. And the second part, the external part, the clothing, resembles the Creator. And that way, Adam, man, is considered of comprising these two parts. We constantly get a greater and greater will to receive, greater and greater oppositeness to the Creator, and we have to overcome it and ask of the Creator that He will give us a clothing, an intention to bestow on top of the will to receive, so that we would There are so many details and points in these items. What is the most important thing that the 10 needs to extract from it?
The Creator created a partsuf, 10 sefirot, called the soul, neshama. That's what it's called. And this Patsuf is an equivalence of form with the Creator, meaning in order to bestow. It means that this Patsuf is similar to the Creator. That's why it is called Adam, from the word Dome, similar. Now, other than this Patsuf and the Creator, there is nothing. Now, in order to get this Patsuf to a degree where it feels, understands, where it's aware of where it is, has some orientation in the world it's in, so as not to be like a drop of seed, but rather like an adult person growing, the Creator needs to put him through all kinds of processes until gradually this drop that the Creator created, which is called to begin with, the Patsuf of the Neshama, of the soul, it will then acquire knowledge, emotion, and become like the Creator in every way. He's called Adam. Is named after his future, to be like the Creator, resemble the Creator. So it's not Adam, it's Adam HaRishon, the first. So that's what we learn, how our will to receive was created by the Creator, how it grew as the Creator influenced it, bestowed upon it with his light, and how the Creator made it to begin with, that all the light that enters this Patsuf inverts into in order to receive, so that it wants everything that's in the Creator, but in order to receive, by which it disconnects from the Creator, falls from this degree to in order to receive, and then how from this degree, the lowest degree, it begins to gradually ascend and ascend by sanctifying itself, meaning by making itself similar to the Creator. That's what we learn. So here he explains to us in a general way how this is done. He explains to us that there are two corruptions, yes, and how to correct them. That is all.
How in the 10 do we ascend and correct?
Now, we don't know what we do in the 10. We simply do what the Kabbalists tell us to do. How can you explain to a baby what a pacifier is, why he needs the pacifier, how it helps him, or how he digests food, how he grows, how he understands things? Can you explain all this to a baby? Of course not. So we accept these, we receive these things in a very limited, gradual way, small portions, until we grow and understand more and more, and so we...
Записывать вопрос. И сейчас сделать так, чтобы...
I'm trying to write down the questions. And now, how do we do it so that these pleasures with respect to, we can't manage with them? How do we transform it so it protects us?
If all these pleasures are in the best interest of the 10, then it's certain that you build a shell that protects you. That's my practical advice to you. Make sure that anything you do, everything you do, strengthens the 10, and then it's certain that you will protect yourself, keep yourself in the 10, grow with them, and nothing bad will come to you. No shell will be able to harm you or them. Just think about the wholeness of the 10.
Балтиату. Это капля, это последняя, что с наслаждением приходит последняя капля. Она есть разрыв.
That last drop that comes with the pleasure, is this the tear that follows the connection?
The last drop that comes and poisons the person to death is the drop which disconnects him completely from the ten, from the created beings, and leaves him alone. Everything is measured only according to the connection between him and the ten and the whole world. Right, Moscow 3.
Раф, а на духовных ступенях каббалист должен пройти вот.
Раф, in the spiritual degrees, a kabbalist has to go through all of these three stages in each degree of working with the klipa, or he somehow overcomes.
It doesn't matter. We need to simply work on the connection between us and the intention to bestow upon the friends and through the friends to bestow upon the Creator. That's it. Don't think about it too much. All those things in the middle there, you will discover. Where does Baal HaSulam know it from? From discovering, then knowing and writing from this knowledge revelation. We need to do the same and we'll reveal the same. Knowing in our minds what we need to do, well, that won't help us at all.
The Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah's despise. It turns out that the Torah that he engages in is so it will be a spice. Meaning that we engage in it in order to receive a spice, to receive correction. The food itself is called the will to receive. The spice that makes it edible is the intention in order to bestow, which we acquire through the Torah. As through the Torah, there will be the force to overcome the evil and walk on the path of chesed in order to bestow. As the whole desire, he used it in order to bestow, which is called right. And here we could say that the Torah was given on the right, after the action, which is completely in order to bestow, which qualifies him, person, to walk on the right path. It's all in giving. This is called the first discernment in the Torah, where right is called wholeness or perfection, when he feels no lack at all. He has no business with his will to receive, how much he receives, how much he doesn't. Just to bestow, to give, that's it. It's all white. And the second discernment in the Torah, as the Torah actually does all kinds of things, not just making of him bestowal alone. The Torah also grows his will to receive and also shows him all his problems in him. The second discernment is the left, the chokhmah in the Torah. As while he already has the right, chesed, faith above reason, he believes in the Creator that leads the world as the good who does good only. Then he's rewarded with the giver of the Torah. He starts to get to know the Creator, which is called the wisdom of Torah. After he believes that there is the giver of the Torah, meaning that he reveals him, it's a time to be rewarded with the Torah. He deserves it. And the Torah emerges from Chokhmah, which is called left, which comes after a person was rewarded with the right, faith above reason, which is called covered chasadim.
What is the covenant in the ten?
That we are obliged to strengthen one another until no one will fall from the degree of faith into the degree of feeling and knowledge, that we will all sustain ourselves in faith, meaning in bestowal. And the ten can hold us this way. So we will really want to be in this, be capable of constantly asking from the Creator to hold us above our egos, above our will to receive and our egotistical habits. Because we want to constantly fall, the Creator arranges for us a worse and worse will to receive, and it's more difficult, and it's really hard, and we're constantly kind of between life and death, either fall into it or rise above it. And here, we need to constantly be in the air. And here the group must give us the strength so that with the group we will adhere to the Creator and thus keep ourselves from falling to reason, but to remain above reason, to be above the desire, above the egoistic emotional calculation. Not to fall into our feelings and enjoy all kinds of things. Food, sex, family, money, honor, and knowledge. Rise above those. Okay?
Latin 5. Latin 5.
Rav, ¿a qué se refiere que una persona es juzgada?
Rav, what is needed for a person to go above his reason, to justify above his reason?
He needs to constantly feel that his group, his ten, is pressing him and holding him and not letting him fall. That's it, and we need to constantly try and depict to oneself that if he leaves the ten, if he isn't strengthened with them and the Creator, that he's falling to death. To death. That's how he needs to depict it to himself. All the pleasures that he's drawn to.
What are the pleasures that separate us from the ten in spirituality?
Every pleasure in order to receive separates me from the ten.
Spiritual pleasures or?
It doesn't matter which kind. PT 22.
Rav, what do we need to do to reach a state where one who comes to purify is aided?
We need to try with all our might to bring ourselves closer to mutual bestowal in the ten. And then we will be rewarded with a state in which the Creator.
Yeah, Gershon has a mic problem. He wants to ask, what does it mean not to leave the ten?
Not to leave the ten, not to leave being caring, concerned for the others. That means to not leave the ten, not to leave one's concern for the friends. PT
25. Shalom. Shalom, Rav.
שלום, שלום, שאלה, שאלה.
Shlomo, straight to the question.
Yeah, there are no miracles. We do everything through effort and labor. And in order to attain the result. And there's no result. We don't see the result. So what's the miracle? How do you feel the miracle? What is it? What is to be rewarded with the miracle?
Oh, say it better. How do I get rewarded with a miracle?
Right.
So what do I need to do to be rewarded with a miracle? You need to reach love of others. That's it. That's the condition. To have a miracle, it's considered not according to the order of the degrees. We all of a sudden receive what I'm not supposed to receive. According to my desire, I don't receive what I'm supposed to. The intention to bestow that I receive upon it opens a place and brings me from above the new state, which is called a miracle. That's it.
I can feel in my feeling that if it's not good, it's painful.
I don't know what you're saying. You're talking about something that doesn't exist in reality. Are you connecting with your friends? Are you connecting with them? Are you willing to be with them together? Do you feel that you're with your will to receive? As I put him before me always, and that you need to, this sin that's before you, that you need to deal with all the time, this desire, you want to overcome it all the time, and you're doing it under the condition that you adhere to the friends. Do you feel those things that are happening to you? Then you are preparing a place for the revelation of the miracle, for the revelation of the Creator, the miracle of the Exodus from Egypt. What is that? Where you come to a state where you rise above your ego. Yes, Michael.
This justification, can we reach complete justification only from the power of love of others, of sensing others?
Yes, otherwise you won't have a kli. You can't justify the Creator on your behalf alone. It's only for a point. You don't reach Him. You don't grasp Him. You need to expand from your point, your kli, to open up. To open up is only by the 10.
So it's like I'm going against the Creator until He gives me the power of loving others so I can justify.
Why against?
Not against. I'm demanding it from Him because otherwise I can't succeed.
But first do something so that you will demand. It's like the person that is carrying a bag on his shoulder and is asking to be helped. If he already started, then he can cry and they'll help him. If he didn't start, then no one helps him. That's why we need to truly, with all our strength, that's why every day I ask, what's with the tens? Are you feeling day after day that you are in more connection in your tens? This is very important. Because without that, you won't have where to discover spirituality. Spirituality is revealed in 10 friends, and that's it. It may not be exactly 10, a little less, a little more, but a group. Yes.
Can we say that this feeling that you ask about in our tent, for instance, I feel that we have more need for help, that we can't actually connect or something, that we are in some sort of a dead end, but we're together.
So why aren't you asking?
Asking, not with all the power possible, because there is some hope, I guess, that we'll succeed on our part.
To do on your behalf is considered to ask. There's nothing other than that. Stop doing all that you think, except for this common request to the Creator. I'm telling you, and that's it. And you will see how this draws you forward.
When we say we're using white gloves and we have criticism,
the Creator is giving us such states so that we will truly find ourselves in states that we're not satisfied from Him and His providence. He does this on purpose to us, so that we will rise above that feeling. We feel that feeling inside our will to receive. We want to be above our will to receive, and to justify Him. How to justify? Since what He gives us, which is bad, is assistance, so that we will rise above this bad. To Him, to the Creator. If it was good for us in the will to receive, we wouldn't be able to disconnect from it. Do you understand what help we're getting? This is called a help against Him. So on the contrary, we rise above our will to receive when the Creator gives us that bad feeling. And then, we come to the Creator and ask Him, help us, let us adhere to You through the ten, to You, and thank You very much for giving us that bad feeling in our will to receive. Without that, we wouldn't have been able to disconnect from that bad. If it was good, we wouldn't be able to disconnect. This is how it works. But it's okay. It works out. It works.
No focus. Is there a sign besides the appearance of frictions in the ten that we are advancing?
And also each and every one can check how much his will to receive draws him, sucks him in, pulls him by his feet in to his will to receive, in place of going out and incorporating in the ten.
PT 18. We say that the prayer has to be accurate, precise. What am I asking for? What am I yelling about? Here he says the answer is a miracle, something that is beyond what I can see. So what's the precision about the prayer here?
The precision in the prayer is where I want to incorporate in the friends and lose myself there. And I'm asking the Creator to help me do that. Because first of all, I need to adhere to the friends, from the love of the friends, of the created beings, to the love of the Creator.
What does it mean?
By the egoistic desire growing in each and every one of us, if we rise above it and adhere to the ten, by this we raise the whole ten up.
Kafkas.
Оправдание Творца. В чем оно выражается конкретно?
How is the justification of the Creator being expressed specifically?
I justify the Creator in every single thing, in every moment in my life, and everything, no matter where I am and what's going on. I have to always feel that the Creator is with me, and I'm going with Him, and I want even more to adhere to Him. Though I shall go in the valley of death, I shall not fear, because You're with me. French.
Bonjour Rav. Durant les leçons, quelle est la pensée et le sentiment?
Hello Rav. During the lesson, what's the feeling and thought we need to hold on to so the ego doesn't deflect us?
To the extent in which I rise above my ego in the lesson, the more I integrate in the ten and altogether in the whole kli that is, the deeper I feel the matter, and even though I don't feel the matter so much, I draw upon myself more of the reforming light. That's why it's very important before the lesson to already begin to incorporate with everyone in order to, through this whole world kli, draw the reforming light. And to the extent in which I draw it, the more I integrate, incorporate in this whole kli. Meaning, on one hand, I want to draw it upon myself, the reforming light, and on the other hand, when do I do this? When I am inside of this big kli.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Perché non sono
Hello, Rav.
Capace di chiedere per gli amici?
Why I can't ask for the friends?
You didn't try? You need to constantly try. You constantly need to think, how do I advance the ten? Because my life is in that. That's my kli. That's my soul. I don't think about my soul. If I'm not thinking about my ten, I'm thinking about my body, my egoistic body. That's it. What's with you? Either the group or death. One of the two. Well, Chavirim.
Rav, thank you for the example of the prayers that you gave us before. I have a question about that. There's the personal prayer that comes from me to the Creator. This I understand. But the prayer that needs to form in the ten, in some meeting of the ten, and with that prayer we need to turn. So
you need to open a piece of paper, a page, on a virtual page, a document, and on that document you have to every day write a few lines with your address to the Creator. We talked about this. So do this, please. Today, tomorrow, the next day, every day, where you're each adding one, wrote a sentence, the second adds a sentence, the third adds a sentence, until there will be as many friends as there are sentences, no more than one sentence from each. But every day, it has to happen.
This should be just a sentence. Everyone writes his address to the Creator.
You will see what the others are writing, and you will join them. How you think from you, of yours, how you would add to this.
Hello. First, thank you for an amazing lesson. Question. Do I need to look for pleasure in bestowing to the friends, or do I need to ask of the Creator the power to be able to continue bestowing to the ten without pleasure?
Continue to bestow to the ten with all the pleasures and let them be. And that's what I want to say also relative to what you're saying. Amazing lesson. I am not doing the lesson. You are doing the lesson. I can talk and sing and I don't know what, to dance on the table. It won't help if you are not adding your spirit to it. That's why you're saying amazing lesson. It's because today you are a little more enthusiastic, a little bit more connected, and then it turns out that we have a better lesson. What's a better lesson? Because we feel that it's warming us up, it's connecting us, it's uniting us, we're coming more to to connection, to the willingness of being one kli for one creator.
Question. How can I feel something that I have no feeling about?
Try. Through the friends, you can start to feel the Creator. That's called from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. If you exert effort at loving friends because you want to adhere together with them in order to bestow, by that you will stabilize the character of the Creator and will